今天因着波饼的聚会和双语的崇拜，我今天只能是一个短讲。
Because of the Holy Communion and the dual language worship, there will be a short message today.
我这次听到一个有趣的故事要讲给大家听。
I'm going to tell you an interesting story.
在佛罗里达有一个无神论者对即将到来的复活节和逾越节要提出起诉。
There is an atheist in Florida trying to make a prosecution towards the coming Passover and the Easter.
我们知道这是 Easter 复活节是在4月24号，而逾越节就在三天之前4月21号。
We know this Easter is April the 24th and April Fool was 3 days ago.
他雇了一个律师以歧视的案件来控告基督徒和犹太人以及他们所庆祝的圣日。
In the name of discrimination, this atheist hired a lawyer to prosecute Christian and the Jews and their holidays.
他起诉的理由是这是不公平的，因为无神论者在美国并没有类似的节庆。
Their statement is, in the United States, there is no such holiday for the atheist. So it's not fair for Christian to celebrate their holidays.
最后被带到当地的法官面前，在听取了律师充满激情的陈述之后，法官宣布此案不成立。
This case was brought to the court finally after judge heard the passionate speech of the lawyer. He dismissed the case.
这时候律师又起来反驳法官说，法官你怎么可以判定此案不成立呢？
Then the lawyer came in and asked the judge why he dismissed the case.
基督徒有圣诞节、复活节，犹太人也有逾越节、赎罪日和光明节，但我们的客户，我的客户以及所有的无神论者却没有这样的节假日。
The lawyer said the Christian has their holiday as Thanksgiving and Christmas, and for Jews they have Passover, Yom Kippur andHanukkah, but for the atheists like my client, they have no such holidays.
法官对他说，律师，你的客户是有节日的，只是你的客户的无知是可悲的。
The judge said to the lawyer that your client has their holiday, but because of his ignorance, what a pity of him.
律师说，法官，但我们并不知道有任何的无神论者可以特殊的享受圣日或者假日。
Then the lawyer said, Judge, we don't aware that there's any holiday dedicated to the atheist.
法官说，按照我们的日历说，四月一号就是上个礼拜五是愚人节。
According to the calendar, Judge said, the first of April is April Fool's.
诗篇有说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
In the psalm, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
因此，本庭判决是，如果你的客户说没有上帝，那么他确实是一个愚人。因此，四月一号就是他的圣日，此案到此结束。
And the judge said, if your client says there is no God, then he is a fool. Then according to our calendar, April Fool's is his holiday. Then case closed.
我没有继续去考察这个案件发生在佛罗里达具体的日期，我实在为今天美国还有这样聪明智慧的法官叫好叫绝。
I didn't study in deep and find out what's the date and the actual event of this case, but I'm thrilled to see such a wise and intelligent judge in the United States today.
古时候啊，我们中国人称一位有超然的聪明智慧的人叫圣人。
In ancient China, we call someone saint because of his super wise and intelligence.
大家知道中国最古老的文字叫什么文啊？甲骨文。
So we know the most ancient Chinese calligraphy is called oracle.
大家知道甲骨文。上面其实是一个人的脑袋上戴着一个超级的大耳朵。
In Oracle, the saint was written as a person with a super big ear.
今天看来好些中国字不仅有形象，也非常有属灵的意义。
Now we see in Chinese character, it not only gave the image of a thing, but also has the spiritual meaning.
我在预备这篇讲章的时候，我突然把这两件事情突然连在一起了。
Then when I was prepared this sermon, I connect these two things together.
我看到的这位法官属灵的听力特别好。
I see this judge has a superior spiritual hearing.
他能很清楚地听见从神来的声音和吩咐。
He can clearly hear the voice from God and the command from God.
所以我们可以说这位法官他就是一个聪明智慧的圣人。
Then we can say this judge is a wise and intelligent saint.
我盼望在座的，特别是在座的年轻人，将来有一天你们离开我们，到外面去做了大法官，或者做了大律师的时候，请你们别忘了这个故事。
So I strongly urge everyone among us, especially the youth, when someday you become a judge, a lawyer, don't forget this story.
别忘了你的脑袋上应该戴上一个超级的大耳朵。
Don't forget, on your head, you should have a super big ear.
圣人就是能够听到从天上来的声音。
Saint is the one who can hear the voice from God.
记得我曾经在双语崇拜的时候与大家讲过少年撒母耳的故事。
I remember once I shared with the story of Samuel when he was young.
那时候撒母耳因为年幼无知，脑袋上属灵的耳朵还很小，以致耶和华几次对他说话他都没听到啊，三次。
So when at that time when Samuel was young, his spiritual ear, hearing still not fully developed. So that's why when God called him three times, he couldn't hear.
虽然撒母耳在母腹中他就被上帝所拣选。虽然撒母耳从小就在圣殿中学习侍奉，就像我们今天这些在教会生活中的少年人一样。
Though Samuel was chosen while he was in the tomb of his mom, womb of his mom, and while he was learning how to serve in the temple when he was young, just like all the youth you grew up in the church.
但是我们接着就在圣经中看到一个事实，是少年撒母耳他属灵的生命的成长就是从听上帝的话开始的。
But we see the fact that Samuel's spiritual growth start from hearing the God's word.
当大祭司以利告诉他说跟你说话的是耶和华，从这时候起撒母耳身心灵就开始专注在神的声音上。
When the high priest Eli told Samuel, "The one who speak to you was the Lord," from that moment, Samuel concentrated his focus towards the Lord.
我们今天可以来看圣经上的记载，在撒母耳记上第三章有这样几句话。
Now let's see the First Samuel chapter 3. There's few verses about this situation.
撒母耳记上第三章第十节有这样的话说
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 10。
如果你已经翻到了，我们可以来读第三章第十节。
If you have already turned the page of First Samuel chapter 3, let's read verse 10。
我们先来读一节开始噻。耶和华又来站着，向前三次唤说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”撒母耳回答说：“请听，
For your servant is listening.”
请说仆人静听。我们再来看三章十九节，他怎么说
Now, let's see the verse 19。
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句就不落空。二十节怎么说？从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。二十一节后来说，耶和华将自己的话漠视撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列。我们从圣经上看到，这里有一句话说：“请说，仆人静听。”
We see from the Bible.In verse 10, Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
这是撒母耳从小到大在上帝面前的一个姿势，这也是撒母耳作为神的仆人一个生活的方式和生命的形态。
we can see this is the posture of Samuel in front of the Lord, and this is the way how he served the Lord through his life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，若我们属灵的生命要长大，请我们大家一起来学习撒母耳，让我们都有一个超级的大耳朵。
If you want our spiritual life to grow as Samuel, let's learn from him to have a super big spiritual ear to hear.
让我们常常能够听到神对我，而不只是对别人说的话。
Let God help us to hear the word he speaks to me, not to others.
按照今年教会倡导的读经计划，我们每天要读三章旧约，一章新约。
As our Bible reading plan of the church, we're supposed to read three chapters of Old Testament and one chapter of New Testament.
所以我们这次倡导连年轻人也一起要读圣经。
So we promote to the youth as well to read the Bible.
最近几天我们读经的进度是旧约在约书亚记，新约在路加福音。
According to our Bible reading plan, the Old Testament we should be at Joshua, and the New Testament we should be at Luke.
在路加福音一开始的时候，我们就看到年轻的玛利亚和撒母耳一样，对上帝的话都有一个请说、仆人静听的姿势。
We see at the beginning of the Luke, we see young Mary at the same posture and attitude as Samuel, like speak for your servant is listening.
我们在圣经上看到撒母耳和玛利亚其实都和我们一样是一个平常人。
From the Bible we see Samuel and Mary just like us are very usual people.
他们两个其中生命中成长一个最重要的原因就是他们能够以敬虔的态度来聆听上帝对他们说的话。
One of the most important reason for their spiritual growth is they listen to God's words respectfully.
我们看到玛利亚在天使向她问安，告诉她怀中的孩子以后要叫耶稣的时候，我们看到她静听上帝的话。
When Mary heard the angel told her that the child she was going to conceive will be called Jesus. She has the heart as a servant to listen.
当耶稣降生在马槽，牧羊人前来报信的时候，我们看到玛利亚在反复思想上帝的话。
When Jesus was born in the stable, and the shepherd came to tell the good news of the angels and the heavenly ghosts what their praise, Mary was quiet and thinking about God's word.
我们看到玛利亚抱着新生的耶稣到圣殿里去受割礼的时候，碰到一位老人对婴孩耶稣讲预言的时候，玛利亚在反复思想上帝的话。
We see when Mary carried Jesus to the temple to give him circumcision, there was an old prophet saying the prophecy about Jesus. Mary was thinking about God's word.
当耶稣十二岁的时候，在圣殿中跟教师们对应的时候，告诉自己的父母说，我要以天上的父的事为念的时候，圣经也一样说，玛利亚在思想上帝的话。
When Jesus was 12 years old and have conversation with the rabbi in the temple, and Mary went to look for him, and when she heard Jesus said he would concern more about Heavenly Father's things, then she was thinking about God's word.
圣经上一直有一句话是说，玛利亚却把这一切的事都存在心里，反复思想。
In Bible, there is a verse talking about Mary, which is, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
我们在圣经中看到，无论是撒母耳还是玛利亚，他们都是敬畏上帝的人。
From Bible, we see both Mary and Samuel, they are people who fear God.
在属灵的形象上，我们也一同看见他们的脑袋上都长着一个超级的大耳朵。
In their spiritual image, we see they have superior spiritual ear on their head.
他们能在日常的生活中、环境中，能够听到上帝借着各样的人事物对他们说话。
They could hear God's voice through the people and things around them in their daily surroundings.
他们生命的形态中对上帝的话永远有一个共同的姿势，那就是说，请说，仆人静听。
In their life, they always have the same posture towards God, which is speak for your servant is listening.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个姿势对我们每一个今天生活在如此嘈杂纷乱的世代的人，实在是一个很好的提醒和榜样。
For this posture to us is a good remind an example why we live in this busy and noisy world.
现在我接着就来讲几个生活上应用的例子，讲说人如何来静听神的声音。
Now I'm going to give you a few examples how we going to listen to God's voice.
我首先讲的是赵军营，我们神学院的院长，一位神所重用的仆人。
First, I'm going to talk about Mr. Calvin Chow. He is the president of a seminary I went to. He is a servant of God.
他曾经在30到40年代在中国带领了数以万计的大学生归主，甚至还带了当时的湖南教育厅厅长信了耶稣。
In during the 1930s and 1940s, he led thousands of students repent and became believers. He even led the head of the education department of Hunan province to the Lord.
他是中国教会史上被人公认的中国学生归主运动的推动者。
He was recognized as the leader of Chinese student movement repent to God in the Chinese history.
我最近看了他写的书，他在初信的时候，神曾经借着两个人对他说话，给他一生都带来了帮助。
When I reading his book,There were two people in his life who were impact his spiritual life greatly.
一个叫尼托森，在1931年的时候，尼托森在庐山养病，他们碰面了。
One is called Watchman Nee, and they met in 1931 at Mount 庐山。
尼托森碰到他的时候，就问了他的两个问题。他说：“赵弟兄，你是教友吗 ？”Yes.
And during that meeting, Mr. Nee asked Mr. Zhao two questions. First is, are you a churchgoer? Then Mr. Zhao said, yes.
第二个问题是，你是基督徒吗？是的。
Then the second question was, are you a Christian? Then Mr. Zhao said, yes.
赵军颖这时候马上就对尼托森问道，你为什么要问我两个问题，又问我教友，又问我基督徒，这里面有什么不同？
Then Mr. Zhao asked Mr. Nee, why you ask me these two questions? What's the difference between churchgoer and a Christian?
尼托森告诉赵军颖说，教友是教会的朋友，基督徒是基督的门徒，因此教友不一定是基督徒。
Then Mr. Nee told Mr. Zhao, he said, the churchgoer is the friend of church. Christian is the disciple of Jesus Christ. So, churchgoer is not necessary a Christian.
赵军颖在书中写道，明白基督徒有新生命，乃是当他真正信了耶稣开始的。
In his book, Mr. Zhao said,a Christian has the new life beginning from he knows
信了耶稣开始。
The new life begins when he truly believes Jesus Christ.
他说这个新的生命会使一个人里面有敏锐的罪恶感和对上帝的旨意去遵从。
This new life gave the acute sensitivity to the sin and also will follow Jesus, follow God's command no matter what.
我们可以凭着良心，我们来问：当我们得了耶稣生命的时候，我们里面有没有这样的对罪恶感开始有敏感，然后对上帝的旨意愿意去遵循？这是新生命的一个标记。
With conscience, let us ask ourselves: do we have that sensitivity towards the sin and the willingness towards God's command? This is a sign of a new life.
所以神让赵君颖在年轻的时候就开始认定。从此以后的服事，他说注重重生，强调悔改。他也常常告诉弟兄姐妹，我们不能只做教友，而要做基督的门徒。
From then on, God made Mr. Zhao's service more emphasize on repent and reborn and repent. So he also teach his congregations not only to become a friend of church but also become disciples of Jesus Christ.
我想起95年的时候他给我有一次的面试。
I remember there was an interview with him in 1995.
那一年他已经是89岁的。
That year he was 89 years old.
他跟一般神学院的院长都不一样。
Not like most president of the seminary.
他必须亲自约谈每一个申请入学的学生。
He will have a personal interview with every applicant.
他必须清楚这个人重生得救，而且是基督的门徒。
He wanted to make sure that every applicant is repent and reborn in Jesus and as a true Christ follower.
他不追求生源，不考虑学生的人数，这样严格的面试入学，我相信跟他早年的被人关照有关。
I believe the way he conduct the interview not emphasize on the quantity of students coming, but the quality is strongly based on the inference from those two people he met.
影响青年赵俊颖的另一个人叫张杏初小姐。
There is another person who greatly influenced Mr. Zhao's spiritual life. Her name is Miss 张杏初。
在33年和35年，赵俊颖在江阴教书，那一年张小姐来到了江阴，带领七天的奉信会。
In 1933 to 1935, Mr. Zhao was a teacher in 江阴。During that time, Miss Chen came to lead a spiritual revival conference.
张小姐着重讲圣洁的道理。要讲信徒如何对付自己的罪，即使是微乎其微的罪也不要放过，脱离卑贱，成为合乎主用的器皿。
Ms. Chan was emphasizing how to become pure and holy in front of God, how to deal with personal sin, even the most trivial one during that conference.
这位张小姐其实后来就成了师母，成了她的妻子。
Miss Chen later became Mr. Zhao's wife.
在聚会中，张小姐用杯子做道具，说怎样才能被圣灵充满，乃是要将杯子里的东西全部倒空，才能让上帝的水流、圣灵的水流充满。
Miss Chen used a cup as a props during the conference to show how to be filled with Holy Spirit, which is to empty the cup, then let God'sLiving water filled into it.
赵俊颖在书中写道：“我得着亮光，就是我虽然重生，完全奉献，每日灵修，领人归主，但是我有一件事情没有做到。”
In his book, he said, "I've been enlightened, which means even though I was reborn, fully committed, gave daily devotion." Lead people to Christ, But there's one thing I haven't done.
那就是在我的生命中还有几件的罪还没有讨好对付，想必这就是我没有得到破碎的能力的这样的一个关键。
There are several things I haven't dealt with because that might be the reason why I haven't got the power after I gave it all.
赵青云讲了一件事情，他说他其实有一件事情亏欠别人有二十块银元的事情。
There was an incident that he owed somebody 20 yen.
这件事情事过境迁，已经过去多年。再重提这件事都会觉得非常的难为情。
The thing has been passed many many years. This thing happened many many years ago. It was such an embarrassed thing when he think it again.
但是圣灵对付他，让他寝食不安。
But the Holy Spirit dealt with him and made him restless.
所以他说吃饭的时候连饭碗和一双筷子都让我想到二十，碗是一个零，一双筷子就是二十。我晚上都睡不着觉。
Even when he was eating, he saw the chopstick and the bowl, that reminds me of 20 because a pair of chopstick is like a two and a bowl is in the shape of zero. So he said he couldn't eat and sleep.
所以他写了那封信去悔改，要还二十块钱，三次到油桶面前。塞进去拿出来，塞进去拿出来，第三次在桶面上祷告扔进去了，第四次。
Then he wrote a letter, telling he would return those 20 yen in a letter. But when he went to the post office to mail that letter, he was struggled three times to try to put the letter into the mail, but he couldn't. Finally, the fourth time, he threw the letter in.
从此以后他的生命不再一样，被主破碎以后，神借着他大大的 被上帝使用。
After this incident, his life totally changed. Afterwards, God used him greatly.
刚才我们讲的是圣经人物属灵前辈，那我们能不能也一样在日常的生活和环境中听到上帝界的人事物对我们说话呢？
We have talked about the people in the Bible and our leader for now. So let's see, is it possible for us to hear God's word in our daily life?
上个礼拜我到芝加哥一个教会去布道。
Last week I went to Chicago to preach.
芝加哥对我来说是一个不一样的地方，在这个地方我想一想，至少神借着那里三次对我说话，我就告诉大家。
Chicago is a special place to me.There God spoke to me three times.
第一次是93年的圣诞，差不多这个时候神对我说话。
The first time was the Christmas of 93.
那时候我刚刚来美国，刚刚信主，还在餐馆里炒菜，去参加了一个退休会。
At that time I just came to the States and was a chef in the Chinese restaurant, and I just became a Christian and went to a retreat in Chicago.
当上帝全世界的呼召临到我的时候，我对上帝说，我什么自信都没有，我刚到美国，我什么都不会，旁边都有博士硕士，呼召的应该他们，但是上帝对我说一句话，能不能在我，肯不肯在你。
At that time I have no self-confidence and I told God I had nothing. If you want to call someone, it must be those PhD near meAnd I don't know nothing. God says, can or cannot is up to me. Will or will not is up to you.
所以站在你们面前的是一个厨师出身的牧师。
Now in front of you is a pastor with a background as a chef.
所以在我们教会弟兄姐妹比较多的吃到我烧的菜。
So in the congregation, brothers, sisters and friends, you are blessedwith Pastor Chen's cooking.
差不多过了七年，我又到芝加哥去聚会。
About 7 years later, I went to Chicago again.
那次聚会是1999年的12月31号到2000年的1月1号，整个通宵的祷告。
It was overnight prayer meeting from December the 31st, 1999 to the New Year of 2000.
我接到这个通知的以后，我里面生出了骄傲的心，因为多年之前我也曾经在同样一个会上被呼召出来。
At that time, my heart has some pride because in the same place I was called to be a full-time servant 7 years ago.
因为有骄傲，被神管教，七天睡在地上，像死狗一样，腰被折掉了。
Because of this pride, I learned a heavy lesson, and I had to lie on the ground because my back was very painful.
我悔改了，保大卫曾经说过一句话，那用力量束我腰，使我行为完全的，他是神。所以那一次，神借着大卫的话对我说，要不是我用力量束你的腰，你早就败坏了。
And I was reminded by David saying, "Is who strengthened you is your God." So I know if it is not because of God who strengthened me, and I would be perished long before.
一晃11年又过去了，这是我第三次又到芝加哥去服侍。
Time flying fast. Then 11 years later, I went to Chicago again.
所以那个地方我是觉得就像我的伯特利，我要去献祭。
That place is just like my Bethlehem, and I will go there to offer my service.
所以我就想去好好服侍，想不到上帝在那里却借着人首先服侍了我。
I have a heart willing to serve there, yet God have people serve me first.
十几年前我曾遇到一对夫妻，他们竟然在那个教会中，所以他们就接待了我。
I met a couple a few years ago, and I met them again in the same church, so they welcomed me.
给我吃许多精心烹调的菜，还给我许多很好的属灵的分享。
They treat me very well with the delicious food, and share with me their spiritual experience.
所以圣灵在那个时候光照我，玛利亚在耶稣的脚前，乃是因为她里面有谦卑受教的心。
At that time, I was enlightened by the Holy Spirit, knowing that Mary was willing to be at the Jesus' feet because she has a humble heart.
而她的姐妹马大忙只是表面的，马大的问题是里面没有受教的心。
Yet her sister Martha was busy all the time because she was lack of a teachable heart.
所以这三天住在他们家，有许多的时间一起的寻求，一起的祷告，所以侍奉中充满了能力。
Because in those 3 days living with them, we share and pray together, so this ministry was full of God's power.
所以我知道，因为在服事中有了受教的心，圣灵又大大动工。三天的布道，有许多人流泪，也有许多人悔改。
I know because I have a teachable heart and willing to listen God's power. In this evangelical meeting, make many people cry and repent in front of God.
这次服事让我认识到一个事实。信息是一回事，释放信息的时候，神的同在和神赐下的能力又是另外一回事。
During this ministry, I realized sermon is the information I deliver is one thing, and the be with God and seeing God's power is another thing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，愿我们常常能够听到神对我们自己所说的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, may we hear God's voice often and continuously.
愿我们里面常常对神有一个姿势，就是说请说，仆人静听。
May we have a posture in front of God as speak for your servant is listening.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，你自己说你是好牧人。
Dear God, you say you are a good shepherd.
好牧人能够听到羊的声音。
Good shepherd hears the sheep.
羊也会听牧人的声音。
Sheep hears the voice of shepherd.
你已经将一个受教的心放在我们的里面。
You put a teachable heart in us.
让我们常常因着感恩能够来听到你对我们的心说话。
Let our heart hear your voice with a grateful attitude.
你的话就是我们生命成长的一个食粮。
Your word is the food to nurture our spiritual growth.
愿我们里面常有一个请说仆人静听的姿势。
Bless us that we may have the posture in front of you is speak.The servant is listening.
让我们真是能够长出一双能够聆听你声音的大耳朵。
God help us to have a superior ear to hear your voice.
愿我们的生命能够更像你。
May our life be more like you.
听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.